Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Stewardship, campaign, generosity, words that strike fear into the heart of many a congregation. Uh-oh, there they go again, trying to get into my pocketbook, into my wallet. But is that what biblical generosity, stewardship, as Jesus would define it, is all about? Simply donating money? Have you ever been humbled? I mean, really humbled by someone's generosity? Back in 2004, Teresa and I had the good fortune of traveling with the Outreach Foundation, the same Outreach Foundation that Jeff Ritchie, the former youth pastor here, works for, which this congregation supports financially, and indeed, I think several of members here have been on an Outreach Foundation-sponsored trip before. Well, we had the good fortune of traveling to Zimbabwe and Zambia, spending about 2 weeks visiting organizations with which the Outreach Foundation has relationships, orphanages, hospitals, schools, a seminary. And those of you who have been to a third world country know that most often before you go, you need to get various vaccinations. You tend to load up on medicines, not knowing what foods you'll be eating. You might choose to take along some snacks. I took along some, I think they were Nature Valley, but they were peanut butter granola bars. I took along one for each day that we were scheduled to be there. And every afternoon, I would sneak off and clandestinely dine on my granola bar. And believe me, with some of the food that we were offered and ate there, this granola bar was gourmet. Well, at one of the places we visited, we actually stayed in dorm rooms at a seminary, slept in beds with a mosquito net. Folks from a local congregation fed us, kind of like a family night supper, and then we went over to visit a bit with a Zambian family. This couple were gracious hosts, and before too long, the unmistakable smell of chocolate chip cookies freshly baking reached my nose. I love fresh baked warm chocolate chip cookies. I suspect I'm not alone in that. They offered me one, and after eating unfamiliar foods except for that granola bar for days on end, that chocolate chip cookie, nice and warm, was truly divine. Pretty soon I had another, and then another, the chocolate melting into my taste buds. And when I was about to dig into my fourth cookie, Greg, who was one of the travelers on the trip with us, who had been there before, asked our host about the chocolate chips. Where did you get those chocolate chips? I thought it was nearly impossible to get chocolate chips here. And our host replied, you can't get them here, but every couple of years, someone from the U.S. sneaks us a bag. Gulp. One bag every couple of years. I looked at my still half-eaten fourth cookie, into which I am sure they must have poured the whole bag of chips, and I was humbled. Generously, this couple had shared their whole bag of chocolate chips with us, even when it meant perhaps not having any more for another year or so. If I had been them, I would have probably tucked those chocolate chips in a top drawer somewhere and brought them out on a special occasion like Easter or Christmas, or when the kids were home from school or something like that. And the more I thought about their generosity, the more convicted I felt about my own lack of generosity, especially as it related to hoarding my granola bars. This couple didn't intend to teach me a lesson about generosity, but they surely did. And I've never looked at a chocolate chip cookie the same again. Frank Donovan learned something about generosity in our movie, didn't he? Remember when an expert in the law came up to Jesus and asked him the question, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment?" How does Jesus reply? "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And a second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, this passage spoken by Jesus is the heart and soul of generous living. Interestingly, nowhere does it mention money. I mean, I suppose Jesus could have said, the greatest commandment is to tithe 10% of your income. But Jesus doesn't. Why? Because Jesus knows that God isn't after our money. God is after our hearts. Frank Donovan's obviously a successful businessman, lives in a mansion, wife, two kids, the epitome of the stereotypical American dream. But you can tell that Frank lacks generosity across his life. Though he reminds wife Cassie that they send a monthly support check, still the idea of sacrificial giving, or a better way of putting it, uncomfortable giving, is one he doesn't like. Furthermore, Frank is even less excited about hosting the event for the Davises. After all, it was inconvenient. But it ends up being an incredible opportunity for Evan, his son, to respond to the tug of God on his heart. You know, as we go through life, we make choices on a daily basis. And so often, we filter them, the choices we make, through the lens of, how is this good for me? Is this going to put me out any? How much is this going to cost? When the appropriate biblical filter should be, how is God inviting me to respond in this situation? How do I love God and my neighbor in this opportunity? After all, Christians, what road did Jesus take? The safe and secure one? The convenient one? The easy one? What is your sheep? What is my sheep? Evan had an airplane. Frank had watches. Ray had his service. We all have something to give. Time, gifts, even money. And I hope you noticed what Frank, Evan, and Ray gave didn't reflect their financial ability. Rather, it reflected their heart and thus their view of God. Where is your heart today? Does your heart today take joy when an opportunity presents itself to honor God through giving? Or does your heart search through dusty desk drawers to find something to give to God? In 2 Samuel 24, King David wants to build an altar to the Lord and offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice as an atonement for sin. The owner of the threshing floor where David wants to build the altar offers to give to David the oxen for the burnt offering. But David says, "No, I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord, which cost me nothing." Compare King David to Frank. How much did that watch cost Frank? It was probably given to him. Compare David to Ray. Remember when Evan says to Ray, "Why are you bringing that stuff in? It's not your job." And Ray simply says with a big smile, "He wants to," and draws the pictures of the healthy sheep and the stinky sheep. Ray is blessed and filled with joy by the offering he gives, by the opportunity to serve. Frank withheld while Ray gave. But the real star is, of course, Evan. Frank gave sparingly out of his abundance. Ray gave sacrificially of his time, but Evan gave his all, his favorite toy, the one he couldn't just run down to the store and replace. He was given the opportunity to give his best sheep, and he took it. He gave that bag of chocolate chips. Frank missed this childlike faith. He was giving his first and best, but where was it going? Think back to that conversation Frank had with his financial planner, Alan. At Frank's request, Alan had put together a financial plan that would cover every expense and every financial scenario for the rest of his life. And what does Frank say? Double it. And then when Alan suggests to Frank that he set up a charitable giving plan, Frank dismisses him to another time. Fiscal responsibility, don't get me wrong, planning ahead are important. In fact, the Bible is filled with great wisdom on working hard, saving money, all the things which Frank was at the core trying to do. But Frank had lost that childlike faith in his struggle to provide and protect. He had forgotten or ignored that God asks for our first and best, and then He'll bless the rest. Frank had forgotten that it is God who gives to us so that we can bless others. The film ended with a twinge of conviction evident in Frank's expression. That shot of him standing alone in his wealth, feeling isolated and rather ashamed. But God has more in store for Frank and more in store for us. Next week, we'll continue Frank's journey, this time in a courtroom. You won't want to miss it. Let us pray. Oh God, teach us the meaning of generous living. Teach us that what it's all about is giving You our hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.